Leading off in catching today will be Shane Kamson. Batting second, playing left field will be Matt Quaid. Batting third, playing right field will be Josh Kamson. Batting fourth, playing second base will be Jason Kamson. Batting fifth, the center fielder today, Aaron Savelko. Batting sixth, playing third base, Grant Ludwig. Batting seventh, playing first base, Ryan Wirtz. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Adam Miller. Batting ninth, doing the pitching today will be Weston Brinkman. And playing shortstop, Sam Hupfer. He will be DH for by Adam Miller today. For the New London Spicer Twins, leading off and playing third base will be Ben Kaltzett. Batting second, playing second base will be Jake Rambo. Batting third, playing left field will be Mike Danielson. Batting fourth, the catcher today will be Scott Rambo. Batting fifth, playing first base, Austin Rambo. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, Wyatt White. Batting seventh, playing center field, Josh Soiney. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today, Dalton Rambo. Batting ninth, playing right field, John Perkins. The pitching today for the New London Spicer Twins will be Patrick Courtney, and he will be DH for by Dalton Rambo.
All right, there we go. Our starting lineup for today's ball game as New London Spicer is taking the field as they're being introduced. A reminder, again, if you're coming to New Munich Silver Street Park, there's plenty of parking behind the left field fence and over behind the first base dugout, but you have to use the cemetery road. So if you're coming in, that cemetery road is tarred. You can use that road coming into the ballpark here, and easy access and lots of parking here at New Munich. So if you're coming in, maybe for that St. Martin and New Munich game, please keep that in mind. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by our region sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pepsport, the World Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cuts are Excavating, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber True Value, Land the Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Wheels Auto Body and Glass and Farming, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Albany Mitchell Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Gucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, DNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, CHS El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Insurance. Central Minnesota Realty. Ecker Pete Service in New Munich. Shady's Bar and Grill. Right here in New Munich. Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store. Lake Henry Implement and the Freeport State Bank. Shane Kamson in the batter's box. And the first pitch from Patrick Courtney, a called strike. And 0-1. Dave Rausch behind home plate. And Dave Bell on the base paths for game number two today. Ground ball by Kamson to second with it cleanly and over to first, 4-3 put out. That throw by Rambo over at second. So one down. And here comes Matt Quaid to the plate. 4-3 on the put out. Jake Rambo normally played short for the Twins of New London Spicer for a number of years, but they brought in Wyatt White, and he is playing shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
As Quaid fouls it at the plate, and the count 0-1. Maltz, one strike. Josh Kamson on deck for the Lakers.
Lakers with a powerful lineup to start
they
out.
They do. They hit a lot of them.
You betcha they do. Good swinging ball club.
It's by Courtney, fouled at the plate by Quaid, and the count at 0-2 now. Maltz, two strikes. Beautiful day going on here in New Munich. Region 15C baseball action.
Got a little breeze coming through here. I think the wind's switching a little bit again.
It has. Courtney's pitch, and Quaid takes strike three called right down the middle, and he is out on strikes.
Wow.
Patrick Courtney going right at these Lakers.
Good pitch by Patrick Courtney. He kept it on the outside corner a little about letter high, and it just froze Quaid at the batter's box, so we'll bring up Josh Kamson.
Josh Kamson in right field today. And Patrick Courtney delivers, and Kamson lines a single to right field. Picked up there by John Perkins. Back into the infield, and the Lakers with a two-out single. That'll bring Jason Kamson to the plate.
So when do we pick the attendance today, though?
I think Boston. I think they'll do attendance here after the fifth inning of the third game.
I would think so, huh?
And we'll do it again in Farming tonight.
Ooh,
two candy bars
good
on the line. Here's the pitch to Jason Campson, a called strike, 0-1.
So now we go to secret ballot.
That's right. That's right. Now I'll
no cheating.
Have a little fairness to this. Campson takes his lead at first. Jason Campson open stamped at the plate. Courtney delivers on the inside corner, a strike called, and 0-2.
Courtney not messing around up there. He's throwing strikes right off the bat here, and I think that's always a good sign if your pitcher can throw strikes.
Well, it's two strikes. Courtney working from the stretch. And here's Campson sticking the bat out and lining it down the right field line. Foul by maybe a foot.
It wasn't by much.
It was very close down that right field line.
Good piece of hitting by Jason. You like to see that. They take the pitch where it's thrown. So you don't try to pull a pitch like that because a lot of times you're going to pop it up on that right side of the infield or to the right fielder.
Winner of this ball game, Don, will be playing later on tonight in Farming.
Yes, the winner will play Meyer Grove, who defeated Richmond 3-2. Richmond will be playing the loser of game three.
This ball game, yep. That'll be tomorrow at 4. Pitch two, Jason Campson, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-2 now to Jason. One ball, two strikes. Josh Campson leads from first. Quick throw by Courtney over to first, and Josh Campson back safely. Tom Ludwig, he is coaching over at third.
It's like Colin Spooner at first.
Courtney ready on the mound. His pitch, and Jason Campson takes inside. He's saying that he was hit by the pitch. And the home plate umpire says, yes, he was. Now Scott Rambo, kind of arguing that maybe he wasn't hit by the pitch. So Jason Campson goes to first. If it was ever so slight. That's for sure. Here's Aaron Savelko, and now Scott Rambo ought to have a word with Patrick Courtney. New London Spicer Twins, Don, got some new-fangled jersey tops.
Oh, I'd say, yeah.
Kind of a checkered
sleeves.
Kind of like a NASCAR theme to it. Yeah,
it does. Yeah. I seen it on the program. I thought, well, what do these look like?
I kind of like them, actually. They're kind of glitzy. I like it. Two on, and the first pitch to Aaron Savelko, a swing and a miss by Aaron, strike one.
You see some uniforms now, like even in the major leagues. Oh, my goodness. They're different, aren't they? It's nothing traditional anymore.
0-1 the count to Savelko. The runners there leads from first and second. Savelko, ground ball, backhanded by the first baseman. Here's the throw to first and out at first. And now they're saying Patrick Courtney dropped the ball, but he dropped it after getting Savelko on the force out. And that will do it for the Lakers here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We have played a half an inning. It's Lake Henry nothing. New London Spicer coming to bat. More Region 15C baseball coming up in 1 minute.
The longer you live, the more you know how valuable property can be. Whether the economy is up or down, it pays to own your own home. Whether you're buying, building, need to refinance, or borrow on your equity, let Freeport State Bank help. They're interested in making mortgages and home equity loans available to more homeowners with the kind of flexibility that makes more dreams come true. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scooters Trucking in Alrosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in Alrosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the Alrosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Weston Brinkman taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now for the Lake Henry Lakers. A reminder, stay tuned for our post-game show. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W. They will also receive a Chasm hat, courtesy of the KASM Farm Department and Joe Gill. So that is our post-game Player of the Game award here on KASM. Following game number two.
I did get my hat to fit. I had to do a little stretching on it to subsidize a little bit for the hair compared to Joe Gill. So I didn't get it to fit, so I have it with today.
On the last play of the top of the first inning, Aaron Sabelko went in sliding at first base when he was running the first, and he kind of jarred the first base bag up. So it came up, and now Chad Funk is over doing some ground maintenance on that first base bag. Ryan Wirtz looking over the top of Chad, giving him some advice.
Ryan's going, I think that needs some cement.
Chad Funk. Good to see Chad at the baseball park.
Yes,
Chad's been dealing with some health issues for the whole year now, and hopefully he's on the mend and recovering. So well wishes to Chad Funk. Ben Kaltseth will lead it off. He'll be followed by Jake Rambo and Mike Danielson here in the first inning. Yeah, the first pitch to Ben Kaltseth from Weston Brinkman inside, a ball and 1-0. Here's Kaltseth, a little foul ball out of play. And the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. One the count, and Kaltseth will foul another one out of play. And actually one ball, two strikes now. One ball, two strikes to count to Ben Kaltseth. Kaltseth takes high for a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Todd Menke's up at WeFest, Detroit Lakes. So there's a swing and a miss by Kaltseth, and the count. Actually, that's strike three. So out on strikes. So I think Todd Menke is sitting with Ryan Wirtz's mom up at WeFest, and they are having a beer or two, probably.
Oh, okay.
So Ryan Wirtz's mother is listening up at WeFest, too. There you go.
Now we're getting it.
So strikeout by Kaltseth. Here's Jake Rambo at the plate. Thank you for the text messages. Keep them coming. 320-248-1602. We like to know where you're listening to our game from today. Rambo, a little chopper foul down the first baseline. And the count at 0-2 to Jake Rambo. No balls, two strikes. Brinkman has the sign from Shane Campson. Kicks and delivers as the pitch outside of all, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mr. Brinkman's pitch just missing a little high and outside, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. Weston Brinkman kicks, the left-hander delivers, and Rambo taps it to third. And on the grass, the throw to first by Mr. Ludwig, and Grant retires Jake Rambo 5-3.
Nice play by Grant over at third base. Got himself set and made a nice throw to Ryan Wirtz over at first base. Good-looking young third baseman over there, Grant is.
Mike Danielson up at the plate. Mike is been swinging a hot bat ever since the All-Star game where he won the home run hitting contest. And had just a pile of home runs in that contest and then continued his hitting back in league play. swings a mean bat, batting number three, and he swings and fouls it out of play. The count now 1-1 to Danielson. Ball and a strike. Scott Rambo on deck for New London Spicer. Weston Brinkman kicks and delivers, and a little bit of an off-speed pitch there from Brinkman. Danielson way out in front of it, and the count 1-2. Weston throwing some good stuff here right now, changing speeds. Ball and two strikes as Brinkman delivers. There's strike three right down the middle. Danielson gets caught looking, and that'll do it for New London Spicer here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played an inning. It's Lake Henry nothing, New London Spicer nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball action coming up in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's bucket and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Grant Ludwig, Ryan Wirtz, Adam Miller. Facing a right-hander, Patrick Courtney, here in the second inning. In the first pitch, too, Grant Ludwig is a strike called in 0-1. Jim Spohn up in North Pole, Alaska, listening to us again here on KESM today. Still amazes me. That's a long way. Pitch inside to Grant Ludwig, and the count 1-1. Ludwig breaks his bat, but he lines a single to left center field for a base hit. Got just enough on it, Don, to get it over the shortstop's head and into left center field.
All it takes, Randy, just get it out of that infielder's reach and get yourself a base hit on the green out there and let it up to Ryan here now to advance him over to second.
Ryan Wirtz. Ryan's got to play a lot of positions over his years as a baseball player. Played some second base, some first base. He's done a lot of pitching, DH once in a while. I think Ryan will play wherever you want him to play.
I think so. Yes, he will. I'm not sure if he ever caught. I thought he did a little bit once.
Pitch inside to Wirtz. 1-0, no strikes. Patrick Courtney working out of the stretch again. And Wirtz will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 1-1.
Ryan's a good ball player. He plays the game. Plays the game right. No shenanigans, no flashiness. He just likes to play the game and likes to see people play it the way it's supposed to.
1-1, one strike. Ludwig leads from first. Courtney delivers, and Wirtz lays off the breaking ball that misses outside in the count now 2-1. Of course, you get to call him your son-in-law too, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Very good, nice man.
2-1, one strike. To Ryan Wirtz, and Courtney quick throw to first. Safe at first is Ludwig. Adam Miller waiting to hit on deck. Courtney takes a little time working out of the stretch here, looks down to Scott Rambo, and he comes home, and Wirtz will pop this one up foul. Scott Rambo giving chase, but this one is going to go back and bounce foul out of play in the count at 2-2 yet.
It's given Danny Manning over there. He used to play for New Munich over here, and I seen him behind the press box here, and I've seen Paul Sand giving him a hat. I said, does that mean he's playing the next game? Well, Paul said he thinks he is, but he says we're going to have to change his mind on that a little bit.
Two outs, two strikes. of people here watching our game today. Here's the pitch to Wirth. Breaking ball, laced to left center field. Danielson looks up. It's gone. Wirth, a two-run blast to left center field off of Patrick Courtney, and the Lakers grab an early lead.
Wow, 2-0. Ryan got all of that one. He's a good swing on that pitch.
So the Lakers have jumped out in front of New London Spicer here, and still nobody out in the second inning. Scott Rambo walks the baseball out to Patrick Courtney. Cold Spring Rockies, they were victors today, beating Granite Falls in 13 innings down in Granite Falls. 5-4. 5-4 Rockies, so they keep their hopes alive. Three teams out of that Region 11 seed go to the state tournament, so the Rockies got to win a few more. Adam Miller with a count of one ball and one strike at the plate.
Adam Miller, the designated hitter today, come over this year from the Painesville Pirates. He started, I believe, with the Lake Henry Lakers when he started playing baseball, went to the Pirates for a bunch of years, and come back to where he started again.
Miller will follow back and out of play. The count 1-2. Miller's catcher, a DH.
Catcher DH usually catches once in a while.
Looking for some baseballs. There's a home run ball. There's quite a few foul balls. And there come, oh my goodness, there come baseballs. There's three of them that all of a sudden appeared. They'll load up home plate umpire Dave Roush with three more baseballs. All right, the count, one ball, two strikes to Miller, and Miller will follow back and out of play. It stays 1-2. Those clouds through the skies right now, some of them look a little dark. It's been so long since we had rain. We had a nice rain the other night here in central Minnesota. Pretty widespread.
Well needed, Randy.
Well needed.
Yes,
well needed.
I tell you what, we were at Farming's ballpark last night. That talked to a few other grounds people there too, and they said rain just made everything so much nicer. He said you can sprinkle all you want, but a little bit of rain makes a lot of difference.
Miller at the plate, 1-2. Adam keeps following up the Patrick Courtney pitches. Weston Brinkman in the on deck circle.
Kind of what Ryan was doing there too. He had a good at bat. He was following some tough pitches off, and he finally got one that hung and put a good swing onto it. And the same thing Adam's doing right here.
Courtney's pitching. Miller swings at the high fastball, and he's out on strikes. So one out. Courtney got Miller to chase the high hard stuff, and we'll bring Weston Brinkman up to the plate. Brinkman bats number 9 in the order. Shows a little bunt, pulled back, and the pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Brinkman, again laying off that pitch on the outside part of the plate. It's ruled a ball in 2-0. Ben Kulset not coming in at all over at third, playing even at the bag. And 3-0 as Courtney misses outside. Three balls, 3-0.
A lot of pitches are sitting here, Eddie.
And there's a strike call to Weston Brinkman. The count, 3-1. Ball 4 as Courtney delivers high, and Weston Brinkman with a 2-out walk here in the second. That'll bring the leadoff hitter Shane Campson to the plate. Shane 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to second baseman in his first at-bat. Weston Brinkman goes on the first pitch. Here's Scott Rambo's throw, and that's going to sail high. White can't make the play, and Brinkman with the stolen base. No balls, one strike. They ruled that last pitch a strike to Shane Campson. Patrick Courtney looks back to second. And Campson, a ground ball in the hole to right field. Brinkman got a late jump on it, and he's going to have to pull into third base, and there'll be first and third for the Lakers with Matt Quaid coming to the plate. Two runs in the second already for Lake Henry. They're still batting. Runners at first and third. Matt Quaid struck out or got caught looking in his first at bat, actually. Matt's had quite a few home runs for Lake Henry this year. Patrick Courtney on the mound delivers, and Quaid takes low for a ball and 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Brinkman leads from third. Campson over at first. Courtney kicks in, delivers, and Quaid breaks his bat. A line drive to Colson at third, who dives and makes the play. But as he reaches to get the ball out from a laying position, he bobbles it, and everybody's safe. Brinkman scores, and it's 3-0 Lakers on a single by Quaid.
Boy, nice play over there at third base. It didn't stay in his glove. Like you said, it bounced away from him, and he couldn't handle it. I think he had a chance at second base, otherwise empty.
You bet.
Got to give him a hit for that, you think, Randy?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Hit for Matt Quaid. Josh Campson comes to the plate. Josh is 1-for-1 in the game. Jeff Funk bringing some baseballs into the umpire. Of course, Jeff, part of Munich history with a lot of state tournament appearances there with that team and region appearances.
Wasn't that long haul that they had that year, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah, when they went to Hutchinson.
Yes.
Stassel.
Yeah.
Played with that team. I know he's probably battling some hamstring issues at that point of his career, but played a lot for him. Here's Campson at the plate, the first pitch of ball. Now follows it at the plate, and they got 1-1. Well, Lake Henry, you know, it used to be a lot of Leasers on this Lake Henry team, and now it's there's a lot of Campsons.
Yeah, there is.
Three Campson boys.
Three brothers.
Patrick Courtney ready, and Campson will pop this one up in foul territory over by first base. In foul territory, Austin Ramble makes the catch for the second out.
Big out for New London Spicer there with Josh Campson. Always dangerous and quick.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a guy with, Josh is getting up in the upper 30s. You know, he can still run. I mean, he can fly down the baseline.
That'll bring Jason Campson to the plate. Jason, the youngest of the Campson brothers, he's really kind of come into his own, too, as a hitter. I think he's matured as a hitter. And as a ball player, too.
Yes, he has.
Had a knee injury in there.
What? I think he had a broken foot at one time, too.
So has battled a few injuries. And Campson lines it to Colset, who grabs that line drive. That one was hit on the nose. That'll do it for Lake Henry here in the second. But they get themselves on the scoreboard, scoring 3 runs on 4 hits. There was no New London errors and 2 left on base. We played an inning and a half. Lake Henry 3, London Spicer nothing. More region baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Wishing the best to the Meyer Grove Grovers and all area teams. It's the place to fill up with gasoline, your hometown Scenic store, locally owned with a long tradition of serving the community. They sell a high-quality gasoline and diesel fuel that you can depend on. Stop at QPC Store to fill your vehicle up. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 987-3297.
Want more protection for your diesel equipment? Upgrade to Maxtron Enviro Edge, full synthetic diesel engine oil from Scenic. It's so advanced, it delivers up to 44% better wear protection. In fact, it's proven to extend engine life, oil drains, and mileage. And those are 3 bottom line benefits no fleet should pass up in today's economy.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. Make a change for the better. Try Scenic Maxtron Enviro Edge in your fleet. CHS Prairie Lakes, agronomy, energy, and grain marketing.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the second inning, it'll be Scott Ramble, Austin Ramble, and Wyatt White facing Weston Brinkman. Well, it's only fitting that we get a text message from our 49th state in Alaska, and we get a text message from our 50th state, Hawaii. Stacy Leeser is listening in Halawea. All right. I'm a bad pronouncer, but she's in Hawaii anyway. She's a lifetime Lake Henry Lakers fan. Happy regions and go Lakers from Stacy Leeser out in Hawaii listening to our broadcast here today.
Thanks, Stacy.
Pretty cool. Thank you for the text message, Stacy. So we've been to California, Kansas, Hawaii, and Alaska. Painesville, Luxembourg, Richmond, Cold Spring.
We got to start writing them down, Randy.
We've been all over. That's what's cool about Region 15 seed baseball action. All right, here we go. Shelley Moore is here at the game today. Friend, bowling partner of yours, Don. All right, Rambo at the plate. And the pitch to Scott Rambo. There's the strike called. Actually, that was a ball in 1-1 now to Scott Rambo. Scott, big, strong catcher.
Just love watching this guy hit, Randy.
He's got a smooth swing,
doesn't he, though?
Lefty against lefty. Brinkman's pitch, and Rambo pops this one up. Shane Campson giving chase. Back by the screen, and Shane kind of trips and falls into the net here as that one bounces foul out of play. The count at 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Weston Brinkman has that sign from Shane Campson. Shane's trying to set up low and away. It's missing just a little outside. And the count 2-2. St. Martin, New Munich, that game will follow right around 4 o'clock this afternoon. As Brinkman, ready, and the pitch just fouled into the mitt of Shane Camps, and the count stays at 2-2.
Just got a piece of it.
Well, it's two strikes. Jamie Skibel, he is the coach and manager over at third base. In the managing for the Twins. And Weston Brinkman misses low with a ball. The count full at 3-2. Rambo leading off the New London Spicer Twins second inning. Lake Henry leading 3-0, putting a three spot on the board here in the second. Rambo swings and misses, and Brinkman gets the strikeout. Weston's third strikeout today. Earlier scores last night, we had El Rosa beating Regal 3-2 on a walk-off home run by Pat Ilias in the bottom of the ninth inning. Today, it was Meyer Grove beating Richmond 3-2 as the Grovers scored a run in the top of the ninth inning. Richmond had the tying and go-ahead runs on the bases in the bottom of the ninth, but it was Meyer Grove coming out on top 3-2. Austin Rambo at the plate, the first pitch, a call strike. There's a swing and a miss. Brinkman off, being in 0-2.
And we've got three so far for this game.
We do. Well, it's two strikes to Austin Rambo, and Rambo, a little line drive right back to Brinkman, and Weston was falling towards home plate, and the line drive went back to Brinkman, who kind of jumped. It was like a slow-motion jump just about.
Huh? Yeah, he kind of had his hand behind him. And
yeah.
Basically landed in his glove.
It did. From the line out, back to Brinkman, two outs. There's Wyatt White, a shortstop. The pitch to Wyatt, high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Weston Brinkman kicks and delivers, and there's a called strike and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Brinkman's pitch bounces up to the plate. Now 2-1. Around the infield for the Lakers at third base, it's Grant Ludwig at shortstop for Lake Henry. Sam Hupfer at second base. Jason Campson over at first base. Ryan Wirtz. In left field, Matt Quaid in center field. Aaron Sadalko and out in right field. It is Josh Campson. Behind the plate, Shane Campson, and on the mound, Weston Brinkman, who just delivered a pitch inside to Wyatt White, and the count now 3-1. Josh Sweeney on deck. Wyatt White, draw ball passed. Grant Ludwig into left field.
Grant pounding the ground. He thinks he should have had that one, knocked it down, but he...
We're looking for an official score here. You'd give a hit?
I would give a hit.
Hit.
Consensus?
Yep. I mean, he was kind of diving at it.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a tough play if he could have knocked that down.
So a hit for Wyatt White with two outs, and here's Josh Sweeney. First hit of the ball game for New London Spicer. Sweeney in center field. Brinkman works from the stretch, and the pitch bouncing up to the plate. The count 1-1 to Sweeney. Dalton Rambo on deck for New London Spicer. Brinkman looks over to first. Wyatt White takes his lead. Brinkman's pitch, and Sweeney will follow that to the backstop. That comes off that rock, like you mentioned, Don, and right back to the home plate umpire.
A lot of parks have some type of padding just directly behind, but not up to the sides or anything like that. So it does bounce back pretty quick, so you got to be pretty cautious if you're at third base. So.
Brinkman kicks in, delivers breaking ball that Sweeney swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Twins in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We play two, Lake Henry 3, and Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Sting, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
We're zipping along here. We hit to the top of the third inning. And
okay,
for Lake Henry, it's Aaron Sadalko at the plate. Aaron 0 for 1 today. Bounced back to the first baseman. Flipped to the pitcher, and Sadalko blew up in the right field. Coming hard and making the catch out in the right field. It's the right fielder, John Perkins. Boy, that ball just hung there.
Yes,
Perkins has come a long way.
I didn't think he was going to get to that because the second baseman pointed right away. He was not going to even make an attempt.
To the plate, Grant Ludwig, 3-0. If you're just joining us, Lake Henry with the lead. Of course, we can't forget our listeners over in Lake Henry that texted us today. They were listening to us. Those up in Detroit Lakes at WeFest, they participated in our text message exchange. And a ground ball to Kulseth over at third. The two-hopper fielded by Ben across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Grant Ludwig. Two outs, and here's Ryan Wirtz. Ryan's got the game-breaker hit so far today, a two-run blast back in the second inning. Gave Lake Henry early 2-0 lead. They ended up tacking another run on. where they're at now. 3-0, and the first pitch to Wirtz, a strike called on the outside corner, and 0-1 to Ryan. After Courtney's pitch inside, ball 1-1. Seems like a long time ago, Don, when Ryan Wirtz was drafted by Richmond.
Yes, it does.
To a play, and Wirtz is going to get hit in the elbow or the shoulder. And Ryan doesn't look, doesn't say nothing. He just walks to first base, doesn't show any pain.
No, you don't want to rub it, they always say, right?
No. So hit by pitch, and yeah, another hit by pitch here in this ball game. As they're starting to add up a little bit, here's Adam Miller. Miller out on strikes in his first at bat today. He's 0-1, takes a ball high, 1-0. 1-0 the count. And Miller will follow this one up. That goes over the side fence into the bleacher section here at New Munich. And the count 1-1 to Miller. One ball, one strike. Wirtz the lead at first. And Miller will pop this one up behind home plate. Scotty Rambo giving chase. And right by the fence, Rambo has it fall right in front of him as he slides. I mean, you're coming full steam, and he got a late jump on it. Scott kind of chuckled at the very end because he slid, and I don't think he thought himself too graceful.
No. You don't want to run into that cement there, so you almost have to slide before you get to it.
Got to thank your wife, Mary Heinen. She is delivering the goods up here, the food, the beverages. And Miller pops this one up again. This one's going to go out of play. This might be a pot shot. No, a little left of the porta pots.
Pot shot. Good one.
One ball, two strikes.
Okay, that's another one.
One ball, two strikes. Wirtz leads from first. Adam Miller, ready at the plate, and Miller drives this one foul. Wow. He turned on that, and that's going to go across Cemetery Road, down by the ticket takers.
Just a bit foul.
And the count stays 1-2 to Miller with two outs. Patrick Courtney comes home, and Miller holds it back and out of play. Adam has seen a lot of pitches here today.
First at bat
as well, yeah.
I got to run out of baseballs here again.
Of course, the kids love when Adam Miller's at the plate.
Yeah.
Chase some foul balls. 1-2 the count. Courtney works from the stretch, and Patrick delivers. And Miller taps it foul at the plate to stay alive. Ball and two strikes. Talk to Tom Elliott from the St. Cloud Times. He's here today as a spectator watching the game. And Miller will pop this one up. Foul. Ben Kulseth giving chase. And it's going to end up foul again. So the battle between Courtney and Miller continues. Weston Brinkman waiting in the on-deck circle. We're in the top of the third inning. Lake Henry leading 3-0. 3 runs, second inning. And that one. And they stopped by Rambo.
What is long at bat, isn't it, Randy? But Adam Miller. Two outs here in the top of the third.
Two balls, two strikes. Finals earlier today in other regions. Region 8C, Sobieski beat St. Stephen 4-1. Sobieski qualified for the state tournament. Miller laces it down the left field line. That's a base hit. Daniel Zinn will get it back into the infield. And, boy, wait around. And Adam Miller works himself a single. And all those foul balls now coming in to the home plate umpire and to Scott Rambo, the catcher.
He didn't go to pot on that one, did he? Stuck in there.
Bottom of the third inning, Rum River leading Foley 4-0. Mikey Beyer, player manager over in Foley. Final today, Sartell Muskies beat North Branch in Region 1C, 7-1. Weston Brinkman takes the first pitch. He pulls this one down the right field line. And there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass. Ooh, beautiful downtown Farming. Right in that truck. He might get a truck in the shop.
And it's white.
And it's white, yeah.
It doesn't have to switch paints too often.
Other games, top of the fourth inning in Region 8C, Fort Ripley leading Nisswa 5-0. That's a elimination game. 11C, big win for the Cold Spring Rockies in 13 innings. The Rockies beat Granite Falls 5-4 today in 11C. Swing and a miss by Brinkman and the count 0-2 to Weston. And St. Cloud Boudreaux leading Marshall 13-4 at in the eighth inning. Brinkman lines this one to center field on the run, and not able to get there is center fielder Josh Soiney. That'll score Wirtz. Miller to third, Brinkman to second, and the Lakers jump on top of New London Spicer 4-0.
Wow. Nice piece of hitting by Brinkman, too, on that at bat.
Weston Brinkman with a double here in the third.
You see the wind is fading away from the center fielder now towards right. It actually switched all the way around now.
Yeah.
That kind of kept eluding the center fielder, that ball. And I think the first game, it'll probably come back to him.
I agree. Yeah. About to have a word, Scotty Rambo with Patrick Courtney and Shane Campson comes to the plate. You're in Region 8C, Don. If you get into the loser's bracket, you got to win two games to get to the state tournament.
Yes, you do.
And that's a tough test.
This is the one you want to win.
You want to win that first one.
Yes, you do.
Runners at second and third in the pitch to Shane Campson, a straight call, 0-1.
Shane's kicking himself. He thought, oh, I should have been a lot more ready for that one.
0-1 the count. It's from Courtney, outside a ball, and 1-1. The Lakers sent 8 men to the plate in the second inning. This is already the 6th man to bat here in the third inning. And for Shane Campson, his third at bat already. As Campson drives this down the right field line, this is foul. We'll go out of play, and just about a bare-handed catch by a fan down the right field line.
That looked like Nathan Terrace getting a little exercise on that knee.
Nathan Terrace, yeah. Of course, Nathan played sparingly this year with a knee injury. One ball, two strikes to Shane Campson. Courtney's pitch, Campson ground ball to short. White has to charge it. He bobbles it, and everybody's safe. Miller scores, and it's 5-0, New London Spicer.
Wow. A little bit too much in a hurry on that one, the shortstop was. He had some time.
An error on Wyatt White over at short. The Lakers runners at first and third. Miller comes in to score. Brinkman to third. First and third. And Matt Quaid sees a strike from Patrick Courtney and 0-1.
Courtney running in all kinds of trouble here and a little bit of defensive miscues behind him.
Courtney ready again. His pitch to Quaid. There's strike two called and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Runners there leads at first and third. The 0-2 just missing outside is Courtney on the count. 1-2. One and two. Courtney looks over to Shane Campson at first. Weston Brinkman at third, and Quaid swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the third inning. They come up with 2 runs on 2 hits. There was an error, and there were 2 men left on base. We played 2.5 innings. It's Lake Henry 5, New London Spicer nothing. More region baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KESM.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com. Take a step up with help from Kramer Lumber and True Value. Today, a Louisville 2-foot aluminum stepladder is just $24.99. Features include a sturdy black molded plastic platform top for sure footing, slip-resistant feet, and a reinforced bottom brace so you can be assured of working on projects safely and comfortably. It also has a 300-pound weight capacity. It's the perfect ladder for painting and other do-it-yourself projects. Pick up this great bargain of the month along with other supplies at great prices while supplies last. Kramer Lumber and True Value. Behind every project is a True Value.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And welcome back. Bottom of the third inning headed your way. You're from Numinic. Numinic, our main site for the Region 15C tournament this year, as the Silver Streaks have done a great job with their park, getting it ready to go. It's just a picture-perfect site here.
Isn't it, though? It's just really nice, kind of sets out by itself here. That's down from the church, and ballpark come a long way already. It has.
This is game number two. Last night, El Rosa beat Regal 3-2. Today, Richmond and Meyer Grove battling. It was Meyer Grove 3-2 with a ninth inning run. They won that ball game, and here it's 5-0 Lake Henry in the bottom of the third inning. Have Jason Spohn. Jason Spohn listening to us today. Jason's doing some tree work, clearing some trees today, working with a skid loader. So Jason texting us. Jason played for the Richmond Royals, also played for the Cold Spring Springers. And thanks for that text message, Jason.
Weston in pretty much of his command today of his pitches. I've seen Weston already where he struggled a little bit with control and gets himself into some trouble, but now he's starting to work ahead of hitters a lot better than what he has been. And
Dalton Rembo batting, and he pops one up over to Ryan Wirtz at first. Wirtz was probably a foot in foul territory where he makes the catch for the out. Dalton Rembo, the DH, out here for New London Spicer in the third inning.
So how much of this, now that you look at how many teams have just probably give their right arm, literally, to have three left-handed starting pitchers on your squad now.
And they add Brad Mergen.
You bet Brad Mergen. He's a left-handed
and
thrower.
Aaron Cibalco. Yeah.
Yeah, all left-handed sticks.
At the plate, number nine, hitter John Perkins, and the first two pitches from Weston Brinkman. Ball one, ball two.
And their best reliever, the right-hander, Jason Campson at second base, comes in and has been pretty much shutting the door down for Lake Henry in relief.
2-0. Here's Perkins, a drive to left field. Matt Quaid got a beat on it by the line, makes the catch for the second out. So quickly, two outs for Weston Brinkman in the third. I'll bring the leadoff hitter Ben Kultz up to the plate. You look at just how the game is going, Don. New London Spicer just got through their order once, and Lake Henry has a couple guys that have batted three times already. Call sets, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike called, 0-1. Pull on the count. Brinkman kicks and delivers big breaking ball that finishes high in the count, 1-1. Jake Rambo on deck for New London Spicer. Brinkman kicks and delivers. There's a swing and a miss by Ben Kultz at strike two.
New London is swinging under it by about a foot of a lot of these pitches, aren't they?
They are. Ben Kultz, one of the veterans on this squad. Been around for a long time playing for the Twins. The 1-2 pitch, two. Kultz outside a ball in 2-2. Two the count. And the breaking ball missing in the dirt. Other fans in the stands, I see Flip Kultoff is here today. Flipper enjoying some either popcorn or peanuts,
amongst other things.
Yeah. Greg Spanier is here. Fans in the stands, and here's a shot to second. Up with it cleanly is Campson over to first. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for New London Spicer in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3 in the books. Lake Henry 5, New London Spicer nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute here on KESN.
It's the favorite every year, the annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. Feast on juicy grilled pork chops and baked pork chops along with sweet corn and all the fixings. And don't forget about homemade breads and the full salad bar. Don't miss it. The annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. You won't want to miss this one.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Josh Campson will lead off the fourth inning for the Lake Henry Lakers. Lake Henry leading 5-0. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Other fans in the stands. I see Mark McAdams is here. Steve Rambo from Rambo Sports. Fan in the stand today, so if you're wondering where those guys are, they're here. They're here. Got them accounted for.
They're not lost.
Randy Shaneberg, our commissioner, he has done a great job as Region 15 seat commissioner for quite a number of years now. As Campson fouls it at the plate right off his ankle. Did you ever do that, Don?
Yes, I did. That's not a
just
good feeling.
A quick bat and right off either the top of the foot. Usually that's where it is, right on top of the foot. Campson gets up slowly.
Brother Jason walks over to him and looks at him and says, get up.
Brotherly
love.
It's like in the spring when you're swinging bat and you hit something off the bat just wrong and you get that tinkling in your hand. It's like you just about don't want to swing the bat again. It's kind of like here. I don't want to do that again.
Watch this, though.
Yeah, that's right. Campson at the plate, the count 0-2. The pitch a little bit low, and the count 1-2 to Josh Campson. Boy, Patrick Courtney, when he works out of the windup, he works quick.
Yes, he does. Doesn't mess around out there.
No. Campson takes the ball outside, and the count 2-2.
I always think of it, when you're pitching, what else you got to do between pitches, really?
You're right.
The ball. Let's get back at it.
Here's a swing and a miss at the breaking ball, and Campson's out on strikes to lead off the fourth for Lake Henry.